This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has added his voice to those demanding restoration of Sudan's transitional government, which was overthrown by the Sudanese military earlier this week. In a statement released by the White House, Biden noted that the African Union, European Union, Arab League, and other world organizations have condemned the military takeover and violence against protesters. Biden said in the statement, Sudanese people must be allowed to protest peacefully, and the civilian-led transitional government must be restored. He also called on Sudanese authorities to release all those detained this week. The detainees include several pro-democracy activists who were arrested while protesting Monday's coup. Earlier Thursday, the leader of Sudan's military junta fired at least six ambassadors from their posts after they spoke out against this week's overthrow of the joint civilian-military transitional government. State-run Sudan TV announced the dismissed envoys included those to the United States, the European Union, China, Qatar, and France, as well as the head of Sudan's United Nations mission in Geneva. The U.S. Commerce Department said Thursday that U.S. economic growth slowed markedly in the July to September period, weighed down by a summer surge in the coronavirus pandemic and a backed-up supply chain for consumer products. It was the weakest quarter of growth since the pandemic recovery began in 2020. Some economists say they expect U.S. economic output to expand more rapidly in the coming months, but worries remain over the supply chain as container ships full of consumer goods from Asia remain anchored and unloaded off the U.S. Pacific coast. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department imposed sanctions Thursday on two Lebanon businessmen and a lawmaker, saying they have profited from corruption while the country struggles through its worst economic crisis in modern history. The two businessmen are influential contractors in Lebanon who've taken over major infrastructure contracts in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon in recent years. The sanctions were a clear warning from Washington to Lebanon's political class that has failed to implement reforms 2 years after the crisis began with nationwide protests. The U.S. has targeted Hezbollah officials and institutions over the years and more recently imposed sanctions on politicians allied with the group. Thursday's move was rare since it is the first time a businessman who's been targeted who is not a Hezbollah ally. Ecuador's largest indigenous group will temporarily suspend protest against fuel price rises. This is the word from that group on Thursday after conservative President Guillermo Lasso offered to meet with leaders in 2 weeks. Indigenous demonstrators protested this week against Lasso's increase in the price of Ecuador's most used fuel, known as gasoline extra. The protesters argue the increased cost falls unfairly on regular citizens already struggling economically because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lasso, a conservative ex-banker who took office in May, was under pressure from unions and others to freeze gasoline price increases, which were begun by his predecessor last year. A spokesman for Lasso said on Twitter that the president has invited indigenous and union leaders to meet on November 10th. Indigenous leaders say they will discuss among themselves whether or not to accept that invitation. An Ethiopian government jet bombed the capital of northern Tigray region on Thursday, with one doctor reporting 10 deaths and the latest casualties of a year-long war. Residents claim Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's federal forces have hit Mekele from the skies at least 8 times in the last 2 weeks in a fight against local Tigrayan forces that has killed thousands and uprooted more than 2 million people. Foreign powers are pressing for mediation, and the United States is threatening sanctions to stem a conflict reverberating across the already volatile and impoverished Horn of Africa. Poland's justice minister said Thursday the European Union member should not pay any fines the EU's top court has imposed on Warsaw. He calls the European Court of Justice injunctions lawless. Poland insists the court has no authority over its justice system and has been ignoring its rulings. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.